This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Texas Congressman John Carter, Republican from the Lone Star State's 31st Congressional District. He's been on the program several times to talk about his frustration with how the Obama administration fails to tell the truth when it comes to the ongoing investigation into the Fort Hood massacre perpetrated by Major Nidal Malik Hassan nearly 6 months ago. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I know you're very frustrated with the preliminary report on the attack that Major Hassan perpetrated at Fort Hood. Now there are reports this week, of course, that the administration is refusing to comply with congressional subpoenas. What's the story there?
Well, and there was an adjunct to that previous report. And once again, they didn't talk anything about Islamic terrorism or anything like that. And I just this today got off the phone with the girlfriend of one of the last soldiers that's still in the hospital. He's got brain injury. And he was going into surgery, so I didn't talk to him. But I talked to him this morning. And they have formed an association that's poured in. They said they have almost 100 members. And they really, one of the things they want is answers. They want answers. They want to know why they seem to be forgotten. And they shouldn't feel that way. That's just the wrong way for this thing to shake out. And that's why we have to keep asking questions, because they don't seem to be getting the answers that everybody assumes are there, but they don't seem to want to talk about them.
Congressman, what has been the conclusion, at least publicly, from this investigation?
So far, what the conclusions are is how the Army needs to react to situations like this. And quite honestly, from a reaction standpoint, I think the Army reacted perfectly well. But that's not the issue, how you react as the terrorist strikes or after the terrorist strikes. To me, the issue is how do you react to prevent the terrorists from striking? And that means we need more information about what you knew, who knew it ahead of time. And some of that came out, and there's no doubt about it. But it didn't even speak to the issue of what's the nature of this person's attack. And in fact, the last comment, I think, out of the White House was, don't jump to the conclusion that this was a terrorist attack. Well, if it's not, then tell us what it was. And these things frustrate not only me as a member of Congress, but more importantly, the families and the wounded who survived of this attack. I think those things need to be answered. And I think DOD at least and the White House at least owe us an explanation as to why they're not even considering treating this as a war zone so these people can get medals and get the additional benefits that are come out of being killed or injured in a war zone.
I want you to elaborate on that just for a little bit more. What's the difference in benefits and in compensation?
I don't know exactly what the number is, but I think it's $500,000 worth of insurance. But don't quote me on that, but it's something like that. Importantly, from a standpoint of the award of medals, if you're not injured in combat or in a war zone, then you can't get a Purple Heart, you can't get a Bronze Star, a Silver Star. You know, just to tell one story from this shooting, there was a sergeant there who had been shot already three times. Now, this was a light caliber, but with a heavy charge of powder behind it. Shoots a .22 size slug, but with more powder behind it. And this guy had already been hit three times, and one of his soldiers jumped in front of him and took three bullets himself to protect his sergeant who'd already been hit. Now, that's the kind of stuff that in a combat situation people win bravery medals for, like Bronze Stars with a bravery designation or Silver Star and things like that. And these people did those kinds of acts. Many of them did. And they need to be acknowledged for that. If there are extra benefits, especially death benefits, I think they deserve to have them because he shot them because they were in the military.
We're talking with Texas Congressman John Carter, also a longtime judge. Fort Hood is in his district in the state of Texas. Congressman, relatively major piece of news several weeks ago, I don't remember exactly when it was, but the Obama administration drastically raising the profile of Anwar al-Awlaki, this imam who was associated not only with Major Hassan, but also, I believe, the underwear bomber. So if Mr. al-Awlaki is one of the most wanted terrorists in the al-Qaeda network, and was a close advisor to Major Hassan, who basically admitted to the reason for what he did here, why the disconnect? Why do they refuse to explain and admit this connection.
Well, first off, it's about time we designated that guy for what he is. Secondly, he's openly on the internet bragging that these two folks were disciples of his, and that they were, you know, doing the will of Allah or whatever by what they did. So it's about time we got a number on him. But I think we pretty well had one. We just weren't talking about it. But yeah, he's claiming both these events. But you know, they keep coming back to it's going to jeopardize the criminal case, and I have to keep coming back to how can you not win a murder or attempted murder case when you have 50 to 100 eyewitnesses? I mean, you got to be a pretty bad lawyer not to be able to win that case.
Judge, where do we go from here?
Keep the squeaky wheel gets the oil. We're going to keep making noise.
So we'll be checking back in with you from time to time to make sure that issue does not go away. Thank you, sir, very much for your time today.
You're welcome.
Texas Congressman John Carter, longtime judge, Fort Hood, Texas, in his district, the 31st district in the state of Texas. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.